Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. Hey, girlies. Welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl, Joshia. And I hope all of the girlies are doing very good today. Girlies, as you can hear, my voice is back to normal. So I have finished taking all of the medicine that the doctor has given me, and we are rocking and rolling for this season podcast. So guess what, girlies? I can actually say this week, absolutely nothing treacherous has been going on in my life. Like, my life has been peaceful. Let me knock on wood because I wanted to stay like that. Right, let's knock on some wood. I haven't had any drama. Like, I live a very peaceful life right now. And this week was such a motivational week for me. This week, I got so much inspiration. This week was just a beautiful week, just all together. You know, this week just was great, okay? That's the only word I can use to describe my week. It was beautiful. Okay, that is the exact word right there. So for me, I was also very inspired this week, absolutely inspired, got so much creative work done. Work, like, I'm literally already in 2025, no pun intended, and I'm just in a very good space right now, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm so grateful to be in a headspace where I have put together plans and boundaries and procedures in place. And I love that. And I am absolutely just grateful to have all of your support on this podcast. So let's get into today's episode, because today's episode is very interesting. And I know you're looking at it like, Joe, what the hell is side piece syndrome? Okay. And I'm going to give you reasons why women will stay the other woman. And for a long time, I used to think that women that just choose to be the side piece, it was because they just wanted to be that and didn't want to achieve anything more in life. But there are some women that just cannot beat being number two. And there's a reason why, girl. Like, there's a reason why. And one of the things that I have realized with many women is that when we even find out that we're number two, we allow the man to convince us that we're number one. Because once there's somebody else, you at any point could be playing the number two position. Like, it doesn't matter if you are the main one. It doesn't matter if you're the girlfriend, the wife. If a man decides to bring somebody else into the relationship other than God, you at any moment can play number two. Okay, you at any moment can play the number two role. And I feel a lot of women, we let men convince us that the number two is non-existent when it comes to us, knowing damn well that once somebody is in the picture, it doesn't matter how much money you give me. It doesn't matter if you sleep home at night. Don't never settle to be the woman that says, at least he comes home. Like, I promise you, I never want to be that kind of woman. At least he comes home, you know, and they just make you feel as if that number two doesn't exist. But baby, when there is somebody else at any moment, you may not know that you're playing number two. A man is never going to tell you that you are number two. So I am going to tell you what is side piece syndrome. So we are back in class, and side piece syndrome can actually affect every area of your life. Side piece syndrome is when you are content being the other woman. And anytime that you are content being the other woman, you are basically fighting from a perspective of defeat. Okay? You are settling. And that's the honest truth. And I think all women, including myself, have been in dynamics where we just settle. There was a time in my life where I knew that this man had another woman, even though we're living together, even though I'm driving his car, even though we going on vacations together, right?
there was this one woman that just would not get it, right? And in my mind, I'm saying, like, why doesn't she get it? Like, this is my boyfriend. Like, why don't you get it, ma'am? And I had to realize that at some point, he made her feel like number one without letting me know that I was number two in that moment. You understand? And we come to some type of sick realization. Like, this is just, like, a realization as we come to that, guess what? At least I'm number one. And I remembered there was a time that, like, all parties was there. This is must be like a family reunion. This is a link up. All families are there now. And I mean, it's the other woman, myself, and the man who's supposed to be in a relationship with me. And we're all there. And I was like, you need to make your decision exactly on what you're going to do. And he was like, well, I'm leaving with you. And even though we decided to drive off into the, I guess, sunset together, if you want to call it that, I didn't feel good, even though he chose me. Like, I did not feel good. It didn't make me feel good at all. I thought, like, what the is going on? And there was always a thought in the back of my mind after that situation that there would always be another woman, regardless of if he spent money on me, regardless if we took trips together, regardless if we lived together. I always felt that there was going to be somebody else. However, my physical body still stayed there until I could not take enough, until I could not take any more. I mean, like, I couldn't take any more. And every woman has been to that place in their life where you just settle to be one of the women. And you should never want to do that. Okay, baby girl, you should never want to do that. You should always be wanting to walk away when there's another woman involved. You should never want to be that desperate. And I know what it feels like to be that desperate because I have been there, because I am a woman, where we allow our emotions to overtake the entire situation, where we stop thinking with logic, where we stop thinking with our common sense, where we ignore the gut feelings because we want this man to stay, or we want to stay with this man because we don't want to raise our body gun, or we don't want to get involved in trying to get somebody to know somebody else again. And baby girl, a side piece doesn't have a number. It doesn't have a number rule, okay? Side piece syndrome means at any moment you could be the other woman once there's another person involved. So there's this particular relationship that I noticed on Love & Hip Hop. If any of you watch Love & Hip Hop, right? There was this particular lady on Love & Hip Hop. And this is just commentary. No malicious intent towards this young lady. And her name is Shay Johnson. And what I can't help to notice when it comes to Shay always in a particular situation where a man has another woman. Like, we saw it with Scrappy. We saw it when he was with Erica and he still picked Erica over her. Then we see it where she had a baby for, I think, Fabio, if that's what is his name. And then we come to find out on the media that Fabio is married. And I couldn't help to notice, like, I said, Shay is such a beautiful black woman. Why would she just continuously put herself through it? And then if you all remember the infamous love triangle, which was Mimi, Jocelyn, and Stevie J. And the thing about it is, none of them is with Stevie J. Because that's what usually happens. When women just get tired of going up against each other, they just both leave the man. That's what ends up happening because I'm no longer with my ex. And the woman at some point ago, some years ago, who was popping up in front of the house and she ain't even with him no more. I don't know what he is doing right now in life, but none of us are with him anymore. And it usually turns out like that, like nobody wins. Nobody wins when everybody won a piece. That's how it is. And I just couldn't help to notice, like, I wonder why does she settle to be number two? I wonder why, like, she always want to be number two. And I know why, and I'm going to explain it in this episode, but you reach a certain type of low in yourself, even if you don't feel it in that moment, you eventually feel it, like, when you're by yourself. Like I said, like, even though he chose me on that park that night, I did not feel good about being chosen. I still felt bad. And I also felt bad for the young lady because I was like, why would you do that? I remember, like, I was in the car rowing and I was like, why would you do that to her? Why would you lead her on like that? Not knowing that he's doing the same thing to me. It is just that he just chose to be around me longer than he wanted to be around her. So one of the reasons that a lot of women are going to continue to be the other woman, or we would say the side piece, is that you are choosing men that are just not good for you. And it took me a long time to realize that I am the person that's making the decisions, and I am the one that's actually costing myself. Okay? So you keep picking men that are just not good for you. That's why you will always be the other woman. You keep picking men that are not good for you, because any man that is content making you another woman, a side piece or number two, or have you in these streets fighting to be number one, is not a good man. Character wise, he isn't. Whether he has you financially, whether he has you sexually, he is just not a good man. That is the bottom line. He's not a good person. And a lot of times as women, when we choose men with the flesh. And I am just starting to learn this, because like I tell you, my frontal lobe starting to develop now. Some people frontal lobes develop at 25. I think mine started to develop like at 27, really. I'm not even going to lie. Like 26, 27, my frontal lobe started to develop. And what women do is that we pick men based on the flesh, and we ain't picking men based on the spirit. Because if you was picking a man based on your spirit, you would understand how detrimental some of these men would be to your whole overall existence and health. And I could not get over there was a TikTok that I heard the other day, and the woman said it as cold, like she said it blunt. There are some women out there that ain't get no degree because of these men. There are some women out there that are single mothers because of these men. There are some women out there that have been, you know, because I don't know where this podcast would end up. There are some women that are in the grave because of choosing men that aren't good for them, you know? And that's why you will always be the other woman, because you, let me tell you something, anytime a man wants to put you as another woman or have you fighting for a spot in his life in these streets, it's not a good man. It's not a man that cares for you. A man that cannot tell you or ease your mind or give you that reassurance or confidence that he is going to behave, or not going to, but is behaving, and is reassuring you that you are the only woman in his life. And I'm not saying reassuring you after you find out something. He has continuously done this from day one. Is not a good man. And at some point, you have to stop choosing the things that are not good for you. Because the Bible tells us our flesh is in constant war with the spirit. And when you start to choose men that are good for your spirit and soul, you're going to realize something. You're going to have to fix your spirit and soul. Okay? So anytime you're coming from a place and you don't understand why you keep choosing men, it's because your spirit and soul is missing something. Or your spirit and soul is being affected by something that attracts that particular person. FYI, those things, we call them familiar spirits. So I am familiar to bad treatment. That's what's happening. You are familiar to bad treatment. So therefore, you become numb to it. Anytime you get familiar with something, you lose your insensitivity for it. Right? You don't get as anxious for it no more. So you become numb to it. So you become numb to his disrespect. You become numb to his pain. You become numb to all of the things that a man that is not good for you tends to do to women. And when you keep choosing men that are not good for you, most of the time you are choosing men that are emotionally underdeveloped. And as a woman, as you level up in your emotional development, I advise you to not pick people that have not reached that level yet, because you would be talking to a man and telling them point A, B, C, and D, and then he can go running on both E, E, F, G, and you're going to be like, but I just say A, B, C, D, bro. How you get on E, F, G? Like, how you get there? And this would emotionally underdeveloped man. Personally, do not care about your feelings. They're still thinking from a place of being selfish. And if you're looking for a husband, your husband cannot be selfish, because how can you be selfish when you have to care for somebody? Once you get married to a man, you basically ain't your father's property no more. You're your husband's property. So a selfish man can never be the man that God has for you. And that was something that I learned this year. I met a very selfish person. And I learned to say, I really learned that a selfish man could never be the man that God has for me. It might be the man that my flesh is attracted to, or a broken soul is attracted to, but it definitely ain't what God has for me. Because God tell me, say, he have plans for me to prosper. You understand? His thoughts towards me are good, so I don't understand. Okay, the second reason you will always stay the other woman or a side piece or one of the woman, whatever you want to call it, is that unhealed trauma prevents you from committing to men. So anytime you come across women that has no strings attached belief when it comes to men, they are women that have numbed the trauma. They are the women that have been through enough and they don't trust the product that they are dealing with, aka the men, right? And unhealed trauma does not feel good when you go to a therapist. When I do therapy, I don't like to talk about a lot of things. And that is a defense mechanism that I do to myself, because there was a time that I personally could not talk about certain things in my life. So when you're sitting down talking with your therapist, it don't really matter. You cannot tell the therapist how to do their job, right? Or you're just going to waste your money. And in those moments, you have to be very honest with yourself. A lot of women, we need therapy. I promise you, therapy isn't as scary as people make it seem. I advise you just try it for 1 month. Go to a therapist like twice a month for 1 month. And see how better you feel and see how much you learn yourself. The second reason a lot of women are going to be the other woman for the rest of their lives, and I hope that's not what you want to be, is because you don't want to take on a trauma. And I think you don't want to take on the trauma because you feel guilty that you have it. Some trauma is self-inflicted, and then some trauma you cannot control what people do to you. So you have to let that go. But you can't be afraid to commit to men because you decided to unheal, to not go through the process of healing and to remain unhealed. So therefore you settled, because you'd be like, I'm fighting for no spot in no man life. Like, and there are women, I think, like that, they'd be like, I ain't even fighting for that spot in this life. The other woman could have it. Once he run me my money and once he run me my dick. Like, that's how a lot of women have become insensitized. They've become very insensitive to what's going on when it comes to what's going on with them. Number three, the next reason that you will always remain the other woman is because there's a spiritual spouse preventing you from the freedom you need to claim. Now, let me tell you all something about these spiritual spouses. Spiritual spouses make it extremely hard for you to attach to anybody because they are very jealous. And the reason that I can tell y'all that spiritual spouses are very jealous, because one, I went through that about twice, where I got to see like my spiritual spouse when I like asked God to show me what's going on. And I literally see me and the spiritual, like the familiar spirit is arguing, and the familiar spirit is so angry. It gets very angry at you when you want to leave. And these are the familiar spirits that we pick up after we have slept with people. When we have slept with the person that we are with and we are not married to them, a lot of us are playing house and shacking up. I can guarantee you something, baby girl, it's gonna do more damage than good. I have been there and done that. And when I tried to creep my way back into that, baby girl, the Lord stopped that expeditiously, and all type of chaos started happening. And I was like, you know what? This is the most peace that I had when I stopped doing foolishness. So at the end of the day, I can tell you something. Familiar spirits are very jealous. They don't want you. They are, when you have a spiritual spouse, first of all, it's illegal. In the spiritual realm, you are illegally married because it's not of God, because you obtain that spirit through sin. So what happens is every time you try to be number one, or you try to find a husband, or you try to find a committed relationship that doesn't involve fornication, what happens? That spiritual spouse gets extremely upset in the spirit and they start fighting. And then you ever realize, like, you feel tormented, you feel like you take on somebody else's demons because they're fighting. They're fighting for your attention, and they're not just fighting for your attention. They're fighting for your soul and your mind. So a lot of women, when we ask ourselves, well, why my spouse didn't come here? God can't send you a spouse if you already married and is illegally married. Okay? He can't send you who you want. So therefore, what that spirit would make you do is settle for number two. It can tell you, well, you are the spirit, this familiar spirit is saying, well, she's already married to me in the spirit. So she trying to get married to this guy in the spirit, and it's not going to happen. But if the friends want to join, they could join, but she ain't going to be number one. That's what that familiar spirits do to you. They be fighting in the spirit, baby. They be fighting for your soul because they want you to reach a point to zero where they overtake your mind and emotions. And they basically tell you this, you're going to always be number two. You're going to be number two in life, baby girl. Just take it. Let me get your jersey right now. That's what spiritual spouses do. That's what spiritual spouses do. So I can tell you, you will always be the other woman if you are married in the spirit illegally. You will always run into somebody that just ain't making no sense. Now, there are some persons that they have grace where they don't go through that, where they manage to get married, but it doesn't mean that they are equally yoked in the spirit to whom they are married to. So, girlies, when you realize that you always having a problem with somebody committing to you, there's a familiar spirit that is attached to you that is fighting with any other spirit that's trying to come towards you. Whether that be your real husband that God has for you, whether it be another spirit that's not good for you, that's the personality of that particular spiritual spouse. So you always find yourself in the physical realm settling as the other woman. Because you are already bound. You're already in bondage in your spirit. And this is why it's important to ask God to go ahead and show you those ungodly soul ties, because only God can actually cut off soul ties and then heal and repair. There's nothing on this earth that you can do without the help of Christ to get those soul ties under control. And in order to get a soul tie under control, it has to be cut off. And many of you are not ready to cut it off as yet. Until you realize how bad it's doing you in the spirit. And when you get really frustrated in the physical, then you gonna stop and think, I don't want to attach myself to nobody. Okay? The fourth reason that you will always be the other woman or the side piece is because you are number two at everything in life. You are number two with yourself. You don't never show up as number one. You always let somebody steal your shine. You always settle it because you don't show up as a champion. You always flaking on yourself. You never keep your word with yourself. You still eating the big back food. You still ain't getting up and being motivated. You still ain't taking control of your life. You still ain't doing what God told you to go there and do. You still ain't walking in purpose. You still ain't walking in your calling. You was number two. Anytime you walk outside of the will of Jesus Christ for your life, anytime you walk out of the will that God have for your life, baby girl, you are settling to be the tail and not the head. Anytime you walk out of that. So because you are settling for number two in everything, you automatically invite a spirit of rejection. You automatically invite a spirit of being a loser in everything that you do. You will never reach number one. And this is why everything in my life, I decided to literally tell myself recently this year, you have to show up as number one, Joe, in everything. You have to show up as a champion. And even in relationships, if you ain't showing up as a champion, champions don't let people dog them out. Champions don't let people continuously walk over them. Champion women don't allow men to continuously break them down day after day and don't know when it's enough. Champion women don't do that. A champion stands at the front and the head and they show up. You can't show up as the head if you ain't ready. Who are you? Who are you fooling? So because you're settling for number two in everything in your life, you don't want to show up as your best self on number one. Once you show up as your best self, you show up as number one. Wherever you are at that current moment, if that's your best self in that current moment, you have already shown up as number one. Don't compare your life to no one. What is you showing up as your best self and you label that as number one? But because you're showing up as number two in everything else inside of your life, you will never be somebody's only priority. And guess what? Being number one sometimes requires walking away from people. You know how much time I didn't want to walk away from people that have already labeled me as a number two? But because I know I'm a number one, I had to walk away from that man. I had to walk away from that job. I had to walk away from that decision. I had to walk away from that friendship because they were already putting me in the environment of number twos, and I don't want to be number two. The only person I want to be number two to is my husband when I get married. Nobody else. And even when I'm married, I'm still showing up as number one, but I will give him the respect that he is the head. But I am still going to show up as number one in my life because I am a human being by myself. Even when we join together in union, I still have to be whole before I can join myself to somebody's son. So if you keep showing up as number two in everything that you do and you keep literally not keeping promises to yourself, being inconsistent, not being disciplined, what do you expect to get in other aspects of your life? The fish stinks from the head, not from the tail. So if you stink at something inside of your life, if you settle for something in your life, I can guarantee you at some point it's going to trickle down in other places of your life. When I started to allow a relationship to put me as number two, I did not show up fully as I should have in the gym. I didn't show up how I supposed to in my diet. I didn't show up how I was supposed to in my businesses. I didn't show up how I was supposed to in my creativity. I could tell you eventually it starts to take over. It spreads. When the body of the fish stinks, it stinks from the head. So if you decide to be number two from the head, everything else is going to be number two, baby. They don't tell you that, but I'm going to tell you that because class is in session. Now, how to fix being a part of the side piece syndrome. Many women are not going to like this, but I'm going to be the one to say it because nobody's going to tell you like your big sis, Joe. Okay? The first thing you have to do is immediately when you are number two or the other woman or a side piece, you must get single. Okay, you must walk away. The first thing you do is enter a season of singleness and celibacy. That's the first thing you have to do. And it's hard. But you know what you're going to do? Even though it's hard, you're going to pray. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. So you're going to say, God, give me the strength to walk away from this man because I cannot do it in my own will. And let me tell you something. I have prayed that prayer and baby, God ain't failed me yet. He ain't failed me yet. And it hurts. You know why it hurts? Because this is the consequences of your sin. However, you will be delivered. You keep trying to do it of your own will. Say, God, I'm tired being a side piece. I don't have the willpower to walk away from this man and I need you to help me. And if you truly mean it, God will help you. I'm going to be very honest with you. So the first thing you're going to do is enter into a season of celibacy and singleness. Number two, then you're going to go on a fast. So once you go on this fast after becoming a side piece and leaving the lifestyle behind, the fast will reveal to you the things in the spirit that needs to cut. There are some spirits that don't want you to know what you're dealing with. Don't you notice during an exorcism, you have to use the force, the demon that's in that particular person to say who they are, right? There are some spirits in your life. They are hiding until an appointed time. They're hiding. They're waiting until you have kids. They're waiting until you have a marriage. They're waiting until a good man comes along to ruin it. So you have to ask God to show you every single ungodly thing in the spirit that is hindering you from being number one. There are going to be some masquerading spirits, those are the ones that don't care if you see them because they already don't know that you are used to them and familiar. Then there are going to be some spirits that I'm going to tell you, baby girl, they ain't going to show themselves. They ain't going to show themselves, but if you ask it to come to the forefront, it has to come, okay? It will show. So you have to now ask God on your fast to show you all the familiar spirits and spiritual spouses and soul ties and everything that's in you that doesn't need to be there, okay? Number three, you're going to therapy because even though our God is the ultimate healer, He has placed specialists on this earth to help you with your trauma. Many of you need to understand that trauma doesn't mean that you forget. Your therapist helps you to organize the chaos in your life. So when it arises again, you know how to neatly pack it and continue moving forward. Go to therapy. Okay? Go to therapy. And then number four, determine where you see yourself in the next few years. The only reason I was able to fix certain things in my life is because I started to see what I did not want in my life. You have to determine as a woman, baby girl in this world, if you don't tell yourself what you want, other people can tell you what you need to do. Okay? You have to ask yourself, do I see myself being a special friend 5 years from now? Because that's what you are. You are a special friend with an ungodly soul tie. Nothing. You get nothing from that. Where do you see yourself? Really sit down with yourself and that has been my breaking point. Anytime you see me say, okay, enough is enough in a relationship, it's because I literally ask myself that question, like, Joe, you really think, how what is this going to do to you 5 years from now? Do you feel like this is going to change 5 years from now? And that's when you have to be so honest with yourself. You cannot want to be number two for the rest of your life. You wouldn't want your daughter to be that. So why do you want to be that? We have this very, 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 very unhealthy practice to tell our kids, don't practice what I do. Even though you know it's wrong and you still continue to practice it, you shouldn't have to open your mouth to tell your child that. You should just be able to lead by example. You have to determine whether or not this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. You have to determine whether or not you want to keep sneaking around with that man. You have to determine or not where you got to keep looking over your back and wondering if these girls coming to fight you in the streets. You have to want better than to say, oh my gosh, at least he comes home. You have to want better than that. You have to, and I always tell women, I don't never encourage no woman to leave when they are ready. I tell women they leave when they have enough, and my enough might be different from your enough. But baby, when Joe had enough, and ain't nothing could get me to go back. Just the other day, I had to tell the man, okay, no problem. No problem. I had enough. No problem. And my enough getting shorter and shorter by the days now. But baby girl, you gotta tell yourself, once you ask yourself that realistic question, where do I see myself in the next few years or 5 years from now doing the same thing? And when you realize the reality of what will be happening to your life if you continue to do the same thing, you will definitely walk away from that young man. Being a side piece gets you absolutely nowhere in this life. Being number two means that you told yourself you could never be number one and you give up already. Being number two, sometimes you cannot fight from the flesh, you gotta fight from the spirit. People in the world who are content being number twos and settling want you to join them so they don't give you real information like this. If you know, if your mind telling you go, and your heart telling you stay, baby girl, that heart can deceive you. That means you have an internal war going on with yourself. And when you have internal wars going on with yourself, that means something else is in you that's warring. That is that familiar spirit. It's warring with the spirit in you, how God communicates with you. That's why you feel no peace. I tell you, I know what it is for my... I tell y'all the other day, mom was on the urge of taking away my peace. And I say, hold on. Hold on. No problem, baby. No problem. No problem. That's what you want to do? No problem. Let me go my way. Don't allow nobody to take away your peace. Because, baby, peace is hard to get back. Peace is something that can only be given by God himself. All right? So, girlies, thank you for coming to another talk with me on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. And I will see you, girlies, later. Bye.